It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Maybe your light bulb could be helping you out a little more than it does. Harold Haas of the University of Edinburgh has been researching visible light communication, also known as Li-Fi, for many years. It's a technology, he says, could really help us out, and it's based on an idea that goes back to Alexander Graham Bell.
He's known for the invention of the telephone, but only a few people know that his first invention was the so-called photophone, where he used the sun and some mirrors to transmit wireless speech signals over long distance.
Why didn't it ever catch on?
Because they didn't have the modern solid-state lighting devices, these high-brightness LEDs at this point.
But now we do, and that's where it gets exciting.
If we go and replace all the incandescent light bulbs with LED light bulbs, first of all, we will see a lot of reduced cost bills because the energy consumption goes down because these LED light bulbs are very energy efficient. But we could also have then in our rooms not only illumination, we have at the same time data transmission or data connection.
So the light bulbs that are lighting up our house are also being able to be data conductors for
yes.
the computer systems yes. in our house.
Yes, so exactly. So if you have light, you get data for free because this has this dual functionality then now, illumination plus data transmission. The natural argument is saying, okay, I can only have then data when I have to illuminate the room and I would waste otherwise energy. Yeah, that's true, but we can dim down the light to a level that it appears to be off while we still are able to transmit data. So we have it in our homes. We have it in our public places. A street lamp, for example, could be what we call a Li-Fi transmitter providing free access on the streets. We could also have it as an interconnect between our smartphones where we use the flashlight, which is an LED light, to transmit data from one iPhone to the other one.
We're doing a lot more online than we ever have before, watching movies, visiting websites, using lots of data. Haas says that the current system isn't going to be enough.
The demand is soon outstripping the supply, if you want. We'll see in the near future that we are running out of spectrum, radio frequency spectrum, and it would be very good at that point when people realize that there's an alternative technology around, a complementary technology around that could help alleviate some of these spectrum issue problems.
Harold Haas of the University of Edinburgh. Got a tech problem? Let our help desk answer it on the radio. Call 800-388-4487 or visit marketplacetech.org. Summer is outdoor concert season. YouTube has announced it will stream both the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago and the Austin City Limits Festival in Austin. Producer Larissa Anderson will present the pros of watching a big concert on YouTube. I'll do the cons.
All right, well, first pro, it's free.
Con, you're watching a concert on your computer.
Well, right, but there's no traffic. You don't have to hassle with parking.
If you're standing in front of your computer going, woo, you look like an idiot.
If there's a tornado warning, you just hunker down in your basement instead of, like, huddle with all of the concert goers.
And that one shirtless guy who's drunk and keeps breathing on you.
I hate that guy who breathes on me.
Yeah, he probably won't show up at your house. Okay, you win. Better on the computer. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.